Hare Krishna. I know it's Ekadasi. I know you're all hungry. So let's try it one more time. With feeling. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. I always... always, because for the last 3-4 years I've been coming. I love to come back to Croatia.
Dolazim u Hrvatsku već zadnje 3-4 godine i vrlo mi je drago uvijek kad dođem.
Because the people here seem to know all about Vrindavan.
I ljudi ovdje izgleda znaju sve o Vrindavanu.
Everybody on the street that I meet, they know about Vrindavan.
Svako kog sretnem na ulici zna o Vrindavanu.
I say Govardhan, and they say Govardhan.
Ja kažem Govardhan i oni isto odgovore.
Something else?
Nešto drugo?
Govardhan. Oh, I thought they were saying Govardhan.
Okay.
I just, a few weeks back, I was in Kirk.
Prije par tjedana sam bio na Krku.
And I was, every day I go for a little exercise on the beach, walk along the beach.
Svaki dan sam išao malo na vježbanje i hodao sam plažom.
So everybody I met, you know, go over down.
Svako kog sam sreo sam rekao Govardhan.
So then I got an email from one of my god brothers, and he was so excited because he was living in Govardhan, and he was enjoying very much the beautiful spiritual atmosphere there.
Onda mi je pisao elektronskom poštom jedan moj brat po Bogu koji je bio na Govardhanu i pisao mi da vrlo uživa u duhovnoj atmosferi tamo.
So I thought that was really neat that I got such an email, and I wrote back to him that, well, you may be living in Govardhan, but I'm chanting Govardhan all day long.
Ja sam odgovorio ti možda živiš na Govardhanu, ali ja mislim na Govardhan svaki dan.
How many of you are here this evening for the very first time?
Tko je od vas danas prvi puta ovdje?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
Puno vam hvala što ste došli.
You're welcome.
Dobrodošli.
And we hope you have enjoyed our program.
Nadam se da ćete uživati u našem programu.
The best is yet to come.
Najbolje tek dolazi.
And it's just after I speak, it's called prasadam.
To je upravo nakon ovog predavanja i zove se prasadam.
It's Krishna's, very tasty Krishna prasadam, or food.
Vrlo ukusan Krishna prasadam, to je strana.
This evening we're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 10, entitled The Opulent of the Absolute.
Danas ćemo čitati iz Bhagavad Gita poglavlje pod nazivom Obilje apsoluta.
Text number 19.
Stih broj 19.
So just as an introduction, we can all chant together.
Kao uvod možemo svi mantra zajedno.
I will say, I say, you say.
Ja kažem, onda vi kažem.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 first. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Hantate Katayishyami Divyayatma Vibhutayaha Pradanyata Kurusheshta Nastyanto Vistarashyame. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent, O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless.
Svevišnja božanska osoba reče, O Arjuna, opisat ću ti svoja veličanstvena očitovanja, ali samo najistaknutija, jer je moje obilje neograničeno.
So, in the previous verse, Arjuna has asked Krishna to describe his opulences, and that translation is, O Janardana, meaning Krishna, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words.
Arjuna je u prethodnom stihu pitao Krishnu o njegovim obiljima. Stih glasi ovako, O Janardana, to jest Krishna, molim te ponovo potanko opiši mističnu moć svoga obilja. Nikada se ne mogu zasjetiti slušanja o tebi, jer što više slušam, to više želim kušati nektar tvojih riječi.
The purport reads, a similar statement was made to Suta Goswami by the rishis of Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka. So, Naimisharanya is a place, a very sacred and holy place, in a forest in India, and since millennia, meaning from many, many years, sages and saintly persons have been gathering there to discuss spiritual topics.
U smislu se kaže, Riši iz Naimisharanje predvođeni Shaunakom obratili su se Suti Goswami u sličnim riječima. Naimisharanja je svijeto mjesto u Indiji, u šumi gdje se mudraci već mnogim godinama okupljaju i diskutiraju o duhovnom znanju.
That statement is, Vayam tu navitriptyama utama shloka vikrame Yatschinvatam rasagyanam svadu svadu pade pade. Translation. One can never be satiated even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayers. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord.
Mudraci su se obratili sljedećim riječima. Onaj tko sluša o transcendentalnim zabavama Krišne, koji se slavi prekrasnim molitvama, nikada se ne može zasititi, čak ni ako ih neprestano sluša. Osobe koje su uspostavile transcendentalan odnos s Krišnom, na svakom koraku uživaju u opisima gospodinovih zabava.
Thus, in this verse, Arjuna is interested in hearing about Krishna, and specifically how he, Krishna, remains as the all-pervading Supreme Lord.
U ovom stihu Arjuna je zainteresiran da čuje o Krišni i specijalno o tome kako Krišna ostaje sve prožimajući gospodin.
Now, as far as amritam or nectar is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna or God is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience.
Što se tiče amrita ili nektara, svaka izjava o Krišni je nektar i to se može praktično iskusiti.
Modern stories, fiction and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories again and again, but one never tires of hearing about Krishna.
Suvremene izmišljene ili povijesne priče razlikuju se od gospodinovih transcendentalnih zabava, jer slušanje o njima zamara, dok slušanje o Krišni nikada ne zamara.
It is for this reason only that the history of the whole universe is replete with references to the pastimes of the incarnations of Godhead. The Puranas are histories of bygone ages that relate the pastimes of the various incarnations of the Lord. In this way, the reading matter remains forever fresh, despite repeated readings.
Samo je zbog toga povijest čitavog svemira puna opisa, zabava, inkarnacija Boga. Purane su povijesna djela o prošlim vremenima koja opisuju zabave gospodinovih različitih inkarnacija. Na taj način, unatoč uzastopnom čitanju, ostaju vječno svježe.
So, this brings up a very interesting difference between the opinion held by materialistic men and the understanding of perfected transcendentalists.
Ovdje zanimljiva razlika između načina na koji razmišljaju materialisti i način na koji razmišlja savršeni transcendentalist.
The materialistic man thinks that life comes out from a combination of chemicals.
Materialistička osoba misli da život dolazi od kombinacije kemikalija.
Material scientists are trying to create life within the laboratory.
Materialistički znanstvenici pokušavaju stvoriti život unutar svojih laboratorija.
Their proposal is that we just have to take the right chemicals and combine them in the right proportion, in the right way, and consciousness will come from that.
Njihova ideja je da samo moramo kombinirati kemikalije na različiti način i u pravilnom omjeru i na taj način će se pojaviti svjesnost.
So the principle here is they are saying that subtle energy comes from gross. Material energy is gross and consciousness is subtle.
Njihova ideja je da ta suptilna energija svijesti dolazi sa grubog nivoa, to jest od materije.
But in our understanding, which we receive from the Vedic scriptures and through disciplic succession, it is exactly the opposite.
Ali naše razumijevanje koje primamo iz vedskih spisa i učeničkog nasljeđa je potpuno suprotno.
Life comes from life.
Život nastaje iz života.
In fact, matter also evolves from subtle.
Također, materija dolazi ili nastaje od suptilnijih nivoa.
In the Christian Bible also, it is stated that in the beginning, before there was any form to matter, there was sound. There was the word of God.
U Bibliji također je rečeno da prije nego što je postao bilo kakav oblik materije, postao je zvuk, to jest riječi Boga.
Sound is actually very, very potent.
Zvuk je u stvari vrlo, vrlo moćan.
There are different kinds of sounds. There is sound in the mode of ignorance, sound in the mode of passion, sound in the mode of goodness. But all sound is very powerful.
Postoje različite vrste zvukova, zvuk u guni tame, zvuk u guni strasti, zvuk u guni vrline, ali svaki zvuk je vrlo moćan.
We see that very often major world events, such as a world war, can start from two or three or a dozen politicians simply saying bad things to each other.
Vidimo da velike stvari u ovom svijetu, velika događanja kao što je na primjer svjetski rat, može doći samo od razgovora ili neslaganja dvaju, triju ili više političara.
In the Second World War, the Germans understood the power of sound and they developed their whole strategy of attack based upon capturing the sound waves, the air waves.
U Drugom svjetskom ratu Njemci su shvatili moć zvuka i prema tome su prilagodili cijelu svoju ratnu strategiju, to jest htjeli su prvo zauzeti zračne valove.
His technique was called Blitzkrieg, and the idea is that from the First World War, soldiers were accustomed to digging a big long trench, ditch along their border, and then putting all their soldiers in the trench and having their artillery there, and they would wait for the enemy to come and they would fight in that way, trying to stop the march of the enemy.
Ta njihova ratna strategija se zvala Blitzkrieg i bila je drugačija od one u Prvom svjetskom ratu kad su vojnici kopali duge rovove i onda bi se tu sakrili i zajedno sa artiljerijom čekali neprijatelja.
But Hitler had he defeated France with hardly any battle at all by sending his paratroopers in behind the French line, the Maginot line, and they would capture all the radio stations, and then they would announce far and wide that France has surrendered, the Germans have captured the city. They would, every radio station, every television station would be saying the same thing, and then people got totally demoralized and everything collapsed.
Hitler je osvojio Francusku skoro bez ikakvih bitaka. Jednostavno je poslao prvo svoje podobrance koji su zauzeli sve radio stanice i onda su objavili da je Francuska pala, da su zauzeli taj grad i to je jednostavno totalno srušilo moral ljudima.
There was a very famous Polish actress who's famous throughout all of Europe. I can't remember her name. Malena something, or I forget.
Marlene Dietrich.
This was an actress of stage actress. And she was very expert at reading, just like our mother Dominique is very expert at reading the prayers of Damodar, and we all felt very emotional by that reading. Similarly, this lady was also very expert at reading dramatic rendition, dramatic expression. So she once gave a very dramatic reading in her Polish language to a group of American tourists.
Postala je jedna poljska pjevačica ili glumica kazališna koja je vrlo ekspertno čitala dramaturške tekstove ili dramatične tekstove, kao što je naša Mata Đidamani večeras vrlo ekspertno čitala prijevod Damoda Raštake. I ta poljska glumica je jednom čitala neko djelo pred američkim turistima.
So by her expert presentation of words and her emotion in her speaking, she had the whole audience in tears. But she was actually just talking about the Polish alphabet.
I ona je svojim emocionalnim nastupom dovela sve prisutne do suza, ali u stvari ona je čitala jednostavno poljsku abecedu.
There are so many different sounds that we listen to every day that bring out feelings of joy, feelings of sadness, feelings of anger.
Postoje toliko zvukova koje svaki dan čujemo, koje dovode do osjećaja radosti, do osjećaja ljutnje, osjećaja tuge i tako dalje.
But there is nothing so sublime and pure and powerful as the sound of the holy names of God.
Ali ne postoji ništa tako božansko, čisto i moćno kao što je sveto ime Gospodina.
In the Vedic scriptures it explains that those souls, parts and parcels of God, who come to this material world, they are covered by illusion or maya.
U vedskim spisima je opisano da one duše koje dolaze u materijalni svijet, one su prekrivene iluzijom ili majom.
We are actually spirit souls. We are eternal living beings and we are meant to enjoy happiness.
Mi smo vječna duhovna bića i namijenjeni smo da uživamo u sreći.
Being a part of God, He is always enjoying transcendental bliss, and we have the same quality, different quantity, but same quality. So we are also meant to enjoy.
Mi smo dio Boga, pošto Bog uvijek uživa, mi također trebamo uvijek uživati, pošto smo jednaki njemu po kvaliteti, ali ne i po kvantiteti.
But now, in our present condition, we are foolishly thinking that I am this body.
Ali u sadašnjem trenutku budalasta mislimo ja sam ovo tijelo.
And even though we who are relatively, or maybe I should say very, very intelligent, even we have got still some attachment for this body. Although we're hearing from our speakers and from the scriptures that I am not the body, but the habit is very deep. The attachment is very deep.
Iako smo mi djelomično, ili mogu reći vrlo inteligentni, i svaki dan slušamo o tome da nismo ovo tijelo, još uvijek nam je to teško shvatiti, pošto postoji određena navika.
So, the Vedas describe that we're living in a kind of dream world.
Veda opisuju da mi živimo u nekakvom svijetu snova.
In a dream, you may you can do anything, actually. In your waking state, you've seen gold and you've seen a mountain. So in a dream, you can live on a golden mountain.
U snu možete svašta učiniti. Ako ste, na primjer, dok ste bili budni, vidjeli planinu i zlato, onda možete sanjati da ste na zlatnoj planini.
When you wake up, however, you can't go to your local jeweler and cash in all that gold.
Naravno, kad se probudite, ne možete otići do lokalnog zlatara ili zlatara i ponuditi mu, tražiti da vam isplati novac za svo to zlato.
Should we say that the golden mountain was not real?
Da li možemo reći da ta zlatna planina nije stvarna?
While we were dreaming, we thought it was real.
Dok smo sanjali, mislili smo da je stvarna.
But when we woke up, we saw that it was temporary. Therefore it was not real or not substantial.
Ali kad smo se probudili, vidjeli smo da nije stvarna zato što je privremena, nema substancu.
So this illusion that we are in, that I am this body, not the soul, that I am part of this material world and my happiness lies here, this is kind of like a prison for us. Our real identity we have forgotten.
I ta iluzija da mislimo da smo ovo tijelo i da živimo u ovom svijetu i da mislimo da tu možemo naći sreću, to je kao jedan zatvor. I mi smo u stvari zaboravili naš pravi identitet.
So the Vedic scriptures say anavriti shabdat, by sound you will be freed.
Vedski spisi kažu bit ćeš oslobođen zvukom.
And the Vedic scriptures describe in general categories material energy as earth, water, fire, air and sky.
Vedski spisi opisuju materijalnu energiju u generalnim elementima da se sastoji od zemlje, vode, vatre, zraka i etera.
These are general categories and this is gross energy.
To su općenite kategorije i to su grubi elementi.
We have got five knowledge acquiring senses: the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the tactile sense. And we have five working senses. Okay, go ahead.
Mi posjedujemo pet čula za stjecanje znanja, a to su oči, uši, nos, dodir i jezik. I posjedujemo također pet čula za djelovanje.
And there are the objects of the senses. The senses engage with their objects.
I postoje također objekti čula i čula dolaze u dodir sa tim objektima.
There is taste, smell, sight, sound and form.
Postoji
and memory.
Postoji miris, postoji miris, okus,
rup, ras, danda, sparsha, shabda. Piece of cake.
Postoji zatim oblik i zvuk i vid.
How many understood what I said?
Tko od vas je shvatio što sam rekao?
Okay, no need of translation. So, in the earth, we find there is form, there is taste, there is smell, sound travels, and there is sight.
U vodi, ne, u zemlji, zemlje vidimo da postoji oblik
touch, pardon me.
U zemlji vidimo da postoji oblik, miris.
All five objects of sound are there in the earth.
Svih pet objekata opažanja su u zemlji.
Four in water, three in fire, two in air, and one in ether or sky.
Četiri objekta postoje u vodi, tri u vatri, dva u zraku i jedan u eteru ili nebu.
In the sky, sound travels.
U prostoru ili nebu putuje zvuk.
And from that sound, all the other elements evolve.
Iz tog zvuka dolaze svi ostali elementi.
So, according to the sound vibrations that we make, we actually create our own atmosphere, our own environment, which we live in. Just like a caterpillar creates a cocoon.
U skladu sa vibracijama koje proizvodimo, s njima u stvari kreiramo našu okolinu u kojoj živimo, kao gusenica u čahuri.
So when we talk about everything we can in relationship to the body, then we create our own illusion that we live in.
Kada govorimo sve i svašta u tjelesnom tijelu ili u tjelesnom shvaćanju, onda stvaramo iluziju u kojoj živimo.
So many questions and answers are being asked and answered by so many living beings.
Tolika pitanja se postavljaju i bivaju odgovorena od strane živih bića.
But they are all in relationship to the body.
Ali sva ta pitanja su u odnosu sa tijelom.
Where is food? Where is sex? Where is shelter?
Gdje je hrana? Gdje je seks? Gdje je utočište?
Therefore in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Ahar nidra bhai maitunam cha dharmena hina pashubi samanaha. If all we are engaged in doing is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, just like all the other species of life, and we have no interest in transcendental knowledge, then we're simply sophisticated cats and dogs.
Rečeno je, ako je sve što radimo, jedanje, spavanje, branjenje, razmnožavanje, kao i ostale životinje, i ako ne radimo ništa iznad toga, onda smo mi sofisticirane mačke i psi.
This human form of life which we have achieved is very rare.
Ovaj ljudski oblik života koji smo dostigli je vrlo rijedak.
There are millions and millions of other species of life. You may have noticed or not.
Postoje milione i milione drugih vrsta života. Možda ste primijetili ili niste.
Everywhere you find life.
Svugdje vidimo život.
You look in the air with the right instruments, you'll find so many different species of microbes and forms of life.
Ako pogledate u zrak sa pravim instrumentom, vidjet ćete da postoji toliko mikroba i toliko vrsta života.
You look in the water. There are so many different aquatic species of life.
Ako pogledate u vodu, postoji toliko mnogo vodenih živih bića.
You look in the earth. There are so many different species of life.
Ako pogledate u zemlju, postoji toliko različitih vrsta života.
There is even life on other planets.
Postoji čak i život na drugim planetama.
You cannot live in the water. Those living beings that live in the water have bodies adapted to that environment.
Vi ne možete živjeti u vodi, ali živa bića koja žive u vodi imaju tijelo prilagođeno tome.
In order to live on another planet, you need a body which is suited to living in that environment.
Da bi živjeli na drugoj planeti, morate imati tijelo koje je pogodno životu u takvim uslovima.
I'll give you an example of the false pride and the ignorance of our modern scientific community.
Daću vam primjer lažnog ponosa i
ignorance.
And i neznanja naših modernih znanstvenika.
It's actually not easy to be a translator. Let's give a good hand for Hanuman Das. I bet any of you would be very frightened to sit up here and try and translate. Not easy. Especially for an American who has all these Yankee expressions. Okay. About 15 years ago, there was an article in a magazine called Discover, which is a scientific, more or less scientific magazine. It makes reports on scientific discoveries and theories, etc.
Prije 15 godina izašao jedan članak u časopisu koji se zove Discover. To je znanstveni časopis u kojem izlaze razni znanstveni izvještaj.
So they reported the findings of a submarine which was exploring the ocean floor, the bottom of the ocean.
To su bili izvještaj iz jedne podmornice.